The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
El Donkey, Frank Isola, Sarah Spain, Woodrow Wilson Page Jr. The 20-year-old fan who corralled 60, giving the ball back to Aaron Judge for signed bats and balls for him and his friends. I saw Darren Revelle sign for $500,000. Are you giving it back or are you auctioning it? What do you think?
No.
No? Let's go around the horn.
The bat will be worth that up. Much. 50 years.
How could it be worth a half a million if it's 60 when he, like tonight, the next ball, four on board. And then the ball after that, four more on board. That's it. We'll get to that in a second. News of the day from Phoenix. Robert Sarver announcing he has begun the process to sell the Phoenix Suns and Phoenix Mercury in the wake of the one-year suspension. The investigation's allegations of his racism and misogyny in the workplace misconduct. Fallout from players and fans and executives and sponsors of his franchise alike. His statement today, quote, as a man of faith, I believe in atonement and the path to forgiveness. I expected that the commissioner's one-year suspension would provide time for me to focus and make amends. In our current unforgiving climate, it has become painfully clear that that's no longer possible, that whatever good I have done or could still do is outweighed by things I've said in the past. For those reasons, I'm beginning the process of seeking buyers for the Suns and Mercury. Sarah Spain, around the horn to you. How do you read that statement? How do you consider the impact on the NBA and the WNBA?
Well, starting with as a man of faith is like starting as a father of daughters. Some of my best friends are black. Like, those are the statements that you put out there that you expect to mean something to people in spite of all of the actions that have proved who you actually are. Then to follow that up by acting as though the 5 or 6 days since this story of the suspension came out was enough time for him to recognize that no one would be understanding of his development and his path to change. That impatience stems from, I think, an impatience and a dislike of the way people are talking about him and the very loud and powerful voices that are asking for him to step down. Overall, this is great news for the NBA and the WNBA, who will not have him as an owner anymore. But if people think that this is some sort of massive power shift that indicates that the players who spoke out against him, or even the sponsor that sort of halfway said if he's still around in a year, we're out, were enough to change how we view ownership in professional sports, professional men's sports particularly, I just disagree with that. I think he's set himself up for what will likely be a victim tour, which we're seeing many of these days, where he will get paid money and be lauded for fighting back against this unforgiving culture. He's setting himself up to say he was canceled because he's going to get $2 billion to sell this team and be a whole lot happier with people patting him on the back for standing up for what he said and what he did than he would if he had to somehow take accountability for who he was and stay in this atmosphere where people will not accept it.
Frank Isola.
Yeah, he bought the team for $400 million, and to Sarah's point, it looks like he'll probably get $2 billion for it. This surprised me from this standpoint. Last week, he made it sound as if he was going to do everything he could to fight to keep his team. And if this statement came out a year from now, I think that Robert Sarver would look back and say, you know what, there was no coming back from it. He's talking about atonement. It's been a week, for crying out loud. I thought he was going to go on a tour where he was going to disappear for a while, then go on a rehab tour. He'd probably do some big interview down the road, give it some time. This tells me that maybe he thought something more might have been coming out. That's always a possibility, because he went from last week, I'm going to fight, to now, you know what, just give me my money, I'll sell the team.
El Duncan.
Sarah nailed it. He says, when I saw the statement and he said this unforgiving culture, I was like, he wants to say cancel culture so bad. He wants to say cancel culture so bad. You know, I think this whole story was a reminder of a few things. Honestly, I think the happiest person right now is Adam Silver, because we had grown to like him so much and think like he was sort of the figurehead for the most progressive league apart from the WNBA. And because of what happened when he came in as commissioner and what he had to deal with Donald Sterling, I think we forgot he works for the owners, right? And so there was this sort of, I can't believe that you would give Robert Sarver such a lenient punishment for misogynistic and racist things when you're talking about the NBA. Well, the public took care of that, right? Like, he can stay in good standings with the owners who live in glass houses and don't want people to start throwing stones. And I think you are right, Sarah. I think we're going to start seeing people who sympathize with this guy and go, I mean, his locker room behavior and, like, yeah, saying the N-word's deplorable, but, like, he said it a handful of times in 20 years. You got to blow the whole man's life up over something like that. He will absolutely appeal to people like that. But I say this, and I stand on it. It is not your constitutional right to own an NBA team. You have to be held to a different standard. And if you created a toxic workplace and made people uncomfortable, then you have to lose your right and privilege to that team.
And Woody Page.
All three excellent responses. Let me start with, sometimes people do the right thing, and that's not defending him, but he is doing the right thing for Phoenix, the city, and the two teams that he owns. Pat Bowlen once told me that he was a steward. He was not an owner. I think that owners got to realize all the time that their franchises are public utilities. They do belong to the fans. They belong to the people and the locations. And so you've got to be above board on everything that you do. So in this case, I did take a statement. He needed an editor. Someone should have stepped in and said, let's change the beginning. Let's change the middle. Let's change the end. And you should have said it a week ago in a shorter, better form. So I'm glad he's walking away. I know the commissioner's glad he's walking away. The other owners are happy as they can be. And so let's hope that this ends it and a new era begins in Phoenix.
Doing the right thing. Sarah Spain, I'll bring you in on that.
Yeah, if you have to change the beginning, the middle, and the end, and that also includes his statements that have made it quite clear he doesn't feel like he did anything wrong, and his defense of saying, oh, I didn't even do those things, then no, he's not doing this for the good. It is going to end up being good for both of these teams and this city, but not because that's why he's doing it. And I also think the idea that these people are stewards for their city and not just owners has been debunked over and over again across multiple professional leagues. It's a nice thing to say. In practice, it is not true. It's
equal with how empty the line, the most progressive league is. It felt like it was like had to be linked to the NBA, and you saw the fallout on Silver. So that's last week. Frank, moving forward, the NBA has this going on. They just fined one of the leading emerging faces and stars of the game for homophobic slurs. This has been a terrible offseason for the NBA. Can the league just pick up after this, Frank? Can Silver?
I definitely think they can. I think Adam Silver last week walked into that press conference knowing he was in a no-win situation, because his answer, really, he wanted to say, I do not want Robert Sarver owning a team. There's nothing I can do because I work for the owners, and the owners would not allow it to happen. So here's what's going to happen. The media is going to get on him. The players are going to get on him. Sponsors like PayPal are going to get on him. They're going to put the pressure. Do I think the league thought it would take a week? Absolutely not. Elle mentioned Adam Silver's happy today. I think that's true.
You think it might be $2 billion for the price of the Suns and the Mercury might be. I mean, the idea that you could put an amount on that, you cannot measure the careers and voices and the people whose lives were rerouted by the workplace misconduct. And that's something you can't lose sight of. We've been horned. We'll move on. Magical night in the Bronx last night. Let's talk baseball. For 60 to come in a game where the Yankees were about to be run out by the Pirates. But to start the five-run ninth-inning rally, set the table for the vaporized Santa walk-off grand slam. It's just all supernatural. So Judge hits it, ties Babe, moves into first in the Triple Crown, brings the Yankees closer to winning a division that's under threat of collapse. They have 15 games left for Maris and beyond. And his negotiation with the team this winter, it's almost too much to comprehend, Frank. What are we witnessing with Aaron Judge?
I love when guys say, I bet on myself. Aaron Judge bet on himself, and he's winning in a big way. My only thing was, I'm lucky enough, I live in New York, so I get the YES Network. I don't know how many other people were watching it, and it just, it's exciting. It's Babe Ruth. It's the Yankees, the Bronx Bombers, the whole thing. It just doesn't feel like it has the same buzz that Barry Bonds, Mark McGwire, and Sammy Sosa had. I don't understand why. Maybe because that record is out there, and people look at it as somewhat tainted. It's great for Aaron Judge, unbelievable season, but it just feels like something's missing. It doesn't feel like the buzz is there.
So you don't think baseball's selling it right. L. Duncan, bring you in here on that, or just Judge in general?
I think part of that is some confusion. Like, we've mentioned it. Roger Maris's kids are like, nah, my dad, that's his record that he's trying to beat. Aaron Judge himself says, no, I'm going for Barry Bonds' record. Like, we don't know which record to celebrate. I also think that we don't give appreciation to what Aaron Judge is doing, because in every other circumstance with these sort of home run races, if you will, they had someone on their heels, right? Like, Roger Maris had Mickey Mantle right behind him. And then, of course, there was Sosa and McGuire. Even Barry Bonds, who ran away with it, still had other dudes that were raking in the 50s in the home run club. Aaron Judge, with better pitching in this era where we claim that balls don't leave the yard anymore, is dominating this race. He's got 20 more home runs than the second closest person. He's having one of the greatest offensive years in the history of baseball. And meanwhile, no one seems to care.
Well, I wouldn't say that. I mean, baseball is not breaking into broadcast, maybe. But people care. Woody, do you care that he's at 60, tying Babe Ruth?
Absolutely. I followed baseball for 70 years of my life, and I think this is an incredible accomplishment. I told you last week, Tony, that I thought equally as important is winning the Triple Crown. It's only happened twice for the Yankees with Gehrig and Mickey Mantle. It's only happened once in the last decade with Cabrera, and I think that is, as I said, an achievement that should be honored too. I remember when Hank Aaron was going for the record to pass Babe Ruth, and they did cut in on national TV networks. We didn't have as many then. I can't understand why baseball isn't taking advantage of this opportunity and making sure that all of us. I was watching another Major League game last night. I heard about it. I didn't get an opportunity to see it because they wouldn't cut in and show you the at bat. I think that's the mistake that going on. Baseball, as usual, doesn't figure out what to do with its personalities and great stars.
It's Sarah Speed.
Yeah, it probably depends on rights issues. I think MLB Network did, and I know I do nighttime radio. We've been getting the rights from baseball to be willing to cut in if he's set to break a mark or he's set to hit another one. So there's some coverage of it. It's not as clear as maybe previous chases, in part because of what Al said. It's not two guys going back and forth. And also because the waters have been muddied. Some people respect Maris' record. Some people respect Bonds' record. And now we're all not sure exactly what it means. And I think there's probably even a little bit of suspicion that do we know for sure that Aaron Judge is clean and that this gets to stand alone, because we probably felt that way about other things that went on to get ruined. I think this is a huge deal. I think the difference in the differential, this is the largest between the leader and the one behind him since 1928, is probably the thing that makes this the most impressive for me.
Right, guys, Sola back in.
And let's remember, Tony, he's a free agent. And we talked about, you were talking about this before, the blank check. If George Steinbrenner were around, we know what's going to happen. You're a Yankee guy. What's going to happen with Aaron Judge? Is he really leaving the Bronx?
I mean, that's a blank check situation right now, right?
Yeah.
You just need to fill it out.
Has to be.
What are they should actually just write the check today and say, here's $100 million, just the bonus for what you did. I mean, and then we'll renegotiate.
Cash.
The Angels will sign him, and they'll finish in last place with him and Ohtani.
No. Don't do that to him. Don't ruin him.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
I still have to ask about this 60 ball. Do any of you believe it was worth $500,000 or $100,000 or $50,000?
Maybe for a few days.
Whatever the final number might have been, it was signed Bats and Balls for the 20-year-old fan, and then photos and photos with his friends. That was what got it to Judge. And the fan said it belongs with Judge. It's his accomplishment. Woody, would you have given it to Judge or would you have auctioned it off?
If it were me, I would have won the Powerball. And I'm not making a pun there. He got the ball. It could be worth $500,000. You're 20 years old. You have an opportunity to actually become rich by doing nothing other than going to a game. Don't give it up, kid.
Sarah Spain?
Nah, I agree with the kid. It was his accomplishment. I often let my feelings get in the way of money, unfortunately. And in this case, I absolutely would. I would probably ask for more than what he got, though. I would try to get, you know, season tickets for all of next year or something as a true fan. But I'm not going to auction with
Frank Isola.
Yeah, youth is wasted on the young. I think it's a very sweet thing that he did giving the ball back. But Judge is going to make money. The Yankees are making money. Major League Baseball is making money. Why shouldn't this kid make a little bit more money? He should have thought about it for a couple of years.
Well, Duncan.
Maybe he did think about it and was like, this isn't the actual ball that broke the record, so maybe it's not worth that much money. It seems nuts that it would be worth $500,000. But let me tell you, kid, he made a huge mistake. Because as someone who starred in a commercial with Aaron Judge and thinks that's really cool and am excited to show my kids that one day, I'd much rather be able to hand them a check for college. So I would say getting a picture and a signed bat, not that great. Should have gone for the money.
Name drop.
What have we become? Wow.
I mean, 61, 62, and anything else after that has to be worth more than 60. Here's the play.
You would think.
You go to the Yankees. You don't go to Judge, and you say, I'll give you the ball if you sign Judge right now. Then you become heroes of the Yankee, you know, fandom. We'll move on. Buy or sell two. NBA. Expecting to end one and done rule. Frank, what does it mean for the NBA? What does it mean for college basketball?
But for college basketball, they'll still get players. It's great options for high school kids. Either go play overseas, go to college, or go to the NBA. Last weekend, Arsenal had a kid come on in the 90th minute who's 15. There's no reason why kids who are good enough shouldn't be going to the NBA. And remember this, the G League now is a viable option for kids who maybe get taken the second round out of high school and go to the G League for a year.
Oh, Duncan.
Works for both. Between 95 and 2005, right, that period when you could sign players directly from high school to go to the pros, there was 29 players drafted in the first round straight out of high school. Five of them are Hall of Famers, countless more all-stars. It's a pretty good hit rate, I would say, for GMs. So it works well for the league. And if you're at the college level, yes, while we've had great experiences with one-and-done runs, we've also had, like, the really good player that stays for 3 or 4 years, the J.J. Reddicks of the world, the Tyler Hansbroughs of the world as well. I think it works out well. It's the worst for people like us who now have to sell a Tuesday game in November.
Oh, nobody's worried about you selling games on your SportsCenter hits, L. Duncan. Woody Page, how about you?
Yeah. L was right about the fact that before one and done, the players drafted that came out of high school was single digits every year. So how much of a difference is it really going to make? I don't think that much. I think there will be players that want the college experience. They do want to play there for at least 2 years or 3 years. But there are others that have the right, I think, in this country to turn pro when they want to. And that's really the rule that exists throughout baseball, somewhat in hockey, where kids play junior hockey instead of going to college in Canada. So why not? I think it's a good change for basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I think the right to make that choice, even if it ends up being foolhardy for you, shouldn't be denied. I think you have to let some people fail if they think they're ready and they're not quite there. I'm just glad we're not going to be painting college basketball with the brush of the one-and-done era, even when there's teams that don't have any one-and-done players, or even when there's teams that would look the same regardless of the rule. I think this is good, and I do think the G League being that backup is really important to them being able to make this decision without it hurting
Frank, you want a last word?
And, you know, college basketball is still a great option for those guys at that second level. Number one, you get great coaching, and now with NIL, you can make money. So going to college for a couple of years, it actually is going to be beneficial. The coaching, the exposure, and the money you can make.
I thought you guys were contractually obligated to mention Bronny James in this conversation. I appreciate showing a little bit.
Bryce, it's going to be Bryce.
Sarah Spain, L. Duncan.
Isn't that the
you guys are perfect 10s today, but that's not good enough.
Excellent
Paige,
lighting.
Isola.
I see what you
L
did.
No doubt. Excellent lighting.
ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
They closed down the Vegas Strip. Repeat, they closed down the Vegas Strip. Las Vegas Aces Championship Parade. Woody Page, grade it.
A plus plus. I think that may be one of the greatest parades of all time down the Las Vegas Strip. And if I lived in another city and that team won a championship, I'd say, let's have the parade in Las Vegas.
Yes, Frank, go ahead.
I thought Woody was going to give us some Vegas cliches. You know, everything's coming up aces. They rolled a 7. It was a great parade, great crowd. And by the way, they had a pregnancy announcement during the parade. That doesn't happen very often.
Thank you. Let's lead with that. De'Erica Hemby said she's pregnant. She was pregnant while winning the championship, which is an incredible thing, and should be mandatory at all parades. Should be mandatory at all FaceTimes. L. Duncan went through this last year. I mean, it was great. All right, Ramona Shelburne, we'll move on. Showdown 2.
The division wins. There's a swing and a foul up here. Oh. Holy smokes. Got out of the way in time to hit my water bottle.
Frank, make an official scoring ruling on Mariners announcer Rick Riz's play here.
To be fair, he hasn't moved like that since Mina Kimes threw out the first pitch. That's catcher's indifference. I've been in the press box before and that ball has come back. My first instinct was not to catch it, protect my computer that my office gave me. So I think he did the right thing.
Frank, that's EA, meaning era announcer. That happened to me in the Rockies press box one time. It went past me like that, knocked a hole in the wall. That hole is still there with a magic marker around it saying,
They were aiming for you. They were aiming for Woody.
Showdown 3. Capitals organist Bruce Anderson says the Capitals will no longer use an organ during their games. Woody, do you like your games with organ or without?
Our researchers have found out that 8 teams now in the National Hockey League do not have an organist. Well, I guess that we should all get together and be organist donors and actually bring back organists at every game.
How did I not see that coming? Go ahead, Frank.
That's a brilliant line. Come on, how can you not have the organ? You think of Yankee Stadium, you think of Madison Square Garden. I still remember the movie Slapshot, where they hit the organist in the head. The next scene, he was wearing a hockey helmet. That was pretty good.
Woody Page. It's all yours. 30 seconds of face time.
I know Frank is unhappy that he didn't get 30 seconds because it's National New York Day, and he's so lucky to live there. I'm lucky to live in Colorado. Do you know what's happened here? We have the highest paid basketball player. We have now the highest paid National Hockey League player. We have one of the highest paid quarterbacks, and our National Football League franchise sold for $4.65 billion, which is the most for a franchise in the history of the United States. Where do you want to live, Frank? Here. The gold rush has returned to Colorado.
And the highest paid around the horn panelist. You left that out.
Yes, the highest paid around the horn panelist. He's the king.
That's him.
Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow.